500 metres to go. It's Do You Reckon by a length and a half to the General. Then came Embolism, three wide, a length and a half off the lead and coming on from Legend of Zorro. Cirileo Miss with every possible chance brought to the middle, and then Barbie's Fox. Embolism up to the General at the 250. Cirileo Miss, what can it find now? Still a length off them. Embolism and the General. Now Cirileo Miss comes on, moves up and takes the lead. Then Barbie's Fox, Frankie Pino late. Cirileo Miss clear. Cirileo Miss a bit weary late, but scored. Three quarters of a length, maybe a half. Frankie Pino and third Embolism.
Lovely strong daughter of Pride of Dubai was lucky enough to be on course for his debut performance at Bendigo, and trainer Simon Wild joins us this morning. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Warren.
She's a lovely big strong girl, isn't she?
She has. She's developed well. She was very tall, sort of lanky horse early days when we bought her. She, you know, she looked like she was on stilts nearly, but she's filled out now, and as a four-year-old mare, she's, you know, she's really blossomed. She is a big strong horse.
She can take a little bit of coaxing around the mounting yard too. She seems to be very strong-willed. What sort of challenges does that present for the team at home?
Yeah, race day is a bit of a problem for her. She travels quite well, but just leading up to the race, before and after, she's quite difficult to handle, and we've been just trying to work out what the best way to approach it is. We tried to get her out on the track a bit earlier yesterday, but we'll keep experimenting with that. It has got a little bit better as she's got older, but you know, it's just something we're going to have to learn to deal with, I think.
You achieved some black type during her three-year-old season in Adelaide with a placing in the Auraria, and you've placed her conservatively to this stage, this preparation. What lies ahead?
Yeah, we'll probably sort of continue to do that. I think there's an Inglis race that, worth $250,000 that might be a, you know, that she qualifies for. It might be a really nice race to look at. But she probably, you know, two from two at the start of this preparation, she probably deserves another shot at some black type races. And there's plenty of those coming up, you know, at Caulfield and Flemington, you know, sort of 1400 metre mares races or mile mares races. So we've got, you know, we've got plenty of options for her. I think, you know, we'd probably give her another couple of starts this spring, because she's pulled up well and, you know, she's injury free, and we're really pleased with her. But I think, you know, a couple of starts this spring, and then I'd really like to look at the autumn with her. And I think, you know, that with a bit of give in the ground, possibly in the autumn, that's when I think she'll, you know, we'll probably aim right up at a really good race.
We could see the genuine excitement on your face with the victory of Gundeck at Flemington on Wednesday leading towards the Derby. How's he come through that?
Yeah, he's come through it well. He's, you know, he's a very straightforward colt, beautiful temperament. And, you know, look, I thought he was terrific in that race. He took so much out of his Geelong maiden, where he got beaten. But, you know, he just came on in leaps and bounds after his first Victorian run. And I thought, you know, there was great improvement into that race, a slight rise in distance. And, you know, I think he's really shaping like, you know, a Derby horse. Like, I think that, you know, the mile and a half will be right up his alley. And, you know, like, he's tough, he's strong. We can do exactly what we want to do with him. He's just a lovely, straightforward horse.
How do you get him to the Derby?
We're thinking one more run. He improved so much from his first run for us to the second one. I think he's got to have another run, and I'm sort of thinking maybe the Caulfield Classic, you know, 2,000 metres for three-year-olds 2 weeks before the Derby will probably be his next start.
Looks like it's going to be a terrific Bart Cummings at Flemington on Saturday. How's Charlie Rose progressing?
Couldn't be happy with her. She's like, everything's just gone to plan. You know, she ran very well in her two lead-up runs. This is, you know, this is the race where we think she can really perform. We've sort of given ourselves a chance to try and get her into the Cup with the Bart Cummings, and then possibly the Geelong Cup, you know, if we don't strike in the Bart Cummings. So the next two runs should be her best, but I just can't fault her. She's going really well, and I think last start, you know, possibly the inside might have been slightly inferior, and, you know, I think I was initially just a little bit disappointed, but, you know, sort of studying the way that the race, the track race that day, it might have been the best spot to be, and she's definitely a mare that needs room and to build her momentum, and she hasn't had that in her first two runs. So I think back to Flemington, and hopefully, you know, she'll get plenty of room to wind up. Mile and a half is just right up her alley, and I think she'll be running very well.
Sneaking over the border to Narracourt with a couple today, Cathart's in race 3 and Beachgower in race 6. Any expectation there?
No, not huge expectation. Beachgoer, we're trying to get some more points for the Jericho Cup. That's why we're making the effort to go over with him. He's been really good, actually, his first two runs. This run will top him off, but look, it's not a super strong race, and he's a good stayer. So, if we can run top three, that'll be job done for him, and he'll get some more points for the Jericho. And the other, the maiden, hasn't shown us an awful lot. We're sort of crossing our fingers more than expecting with her.
Just realised there's a good Vermont connection there out of Vermont Eagle and a big team of my friends involved in that mare. Hope that she can run well for them there today.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll be, like I said, we'll be just sort of crossing our fingers more than expecting anything.
Looking forward to heading towards the Derby with Gundeck, and also much looking forward to seeing Charlie Rose and the Bart Cummings Flemington on Saturday. Congratulations on yesterday, Simon.
Thank you very much, Warren.